If you have hyperthyroidism or Hashimoto's and are looking to save your thyroid, then you might want to take the 60-second Save My Thyroid quiz to find out how likely it is that you can save your thyroid. Upon completing the quiz, you will receive your thyroid saving score and a free report explaining your unique results, along with some things you can do to regain your health. To take the quiz, visit savemythyroid.com/quiz.
Hey, this is Dr. Eric, and in this Q&A episode, I am going to answer the question, how important is mindset when it comes to restoring one's thyroid and immune health? So mindset is extremely important when trying to regain your health when dealing with a thyroid or autoimmune thyroid condition. And this doesn't mean that you can't improve your health if you have a negative mindset, but your chances of recovery will be greater if you have a positive mindset. And I've seen this in my practice, as those people have a more positive outlook usually will receive better results than those people who are always negative. When I dealt with Graves' disease, I can't say that initially I had a positive mindset, as I definitely was down in the dumps and it felt like the end of the world for me at the time. But after some time passed, I started having more of a positive mindset, and I do think this made a big difference in my recovery. So one question you may have is, can you change your mindset? So it is possible to change from a negative mindset to a positive one, and I'm going to give some tips that can help with this. So first of all, try your very best to stay away from negativity. And this includes the people you associate with, what you watch on TV. So if you watch TV and you get exposed to the news, so I try not to turn on the news. I mean, I don't watch a whole lot of TV to begin with, but when I'm watching TV, it's definitely not the news. Same thing when I'm on the internet. I'm not visiting CNN's website or other news channels, Fox News and all that, really trying to stay away from the news. And just like Facebook, if let's say if you're a member of one of my Facebook groups, I'm not going to tell you not to be in the Facebook group, but there are positive posts and there are negative posts. And, you know, you usually tell right off the bat which ones are negative. And I probably just stay away from those. I don't want to say ignore the negative posts because some people are reaching out for help. And if you have an answer, that's fine. But sometimes they can really get negative, just like not just like the single post. Like if someone has a question and they need help, that's one thing. But then sometimes there's a lot of negativity within the comments of the post. Again, if you're not on Facebook, then I wouldn't worry about it. I mean, I think a big thing is the people you associate with. So if you're dealing with whether it's hyperthyroidism or Hashimoto's, and you're looking to take a natural treatment approach, for example, and you have friends and family members who frown upon you taking a natural treatment approach, then I would try your best to avoid them. And this could be difficult if that person or if there are multiple people in your household who don't agree with this. But again, it'll be very difficult to keep that positive mindset if you're associating with people who have a negative mindset. That being said, on the other hand, you want to expose yourself to positive sources. So hopefully you are thinking of this podcast as a positive source because for the most part, it is positive. It's not like I never talk about negative things on this podcast, but for the most part, the goal is to be positive and to let you know that there is hope in restoring your health. And then when it comes to people you associate with, try to associate yourself with health conscious people and more positive people, if at all possible. Also, I'll mention my live events. So I have usually multiple live events each year. A lot of them are free. Some of them are paid, but I do have a number of free events. And either way, most of the people who join do seem to be positive. I can't say everybody is positive, but a lot of people are. And we don't always have like a Facebook group associated with it, but more times than not in the Facebook group associated with the events, I see a lot of positivity, which is great. In addition to avoiding negative sources and exposing yourself to positive sources, you also might want to start with some deep breathing to start the day and maybe even do it throughout the day or like two or three times throughout the day. So let's say first thing in the morning and then maybe during lunchtime and then towards the end of the day, for example. And that can make a big difference in how you feel and your outlook and your mindset. And then finally, I would express gratitude on a daily basis. And I would even consider keeping a gratitude journal. Some things to think about when maybe writing things in your gratitude journal. So one is that your health will probably be better in the long run due to this health journey. So initially it gets very distressing. Again, I was not in the greatest of moods. As I said, I was down in the dumps and didn't have a positive mindset initially when diagnosed with Graves' disease. But when I thought about it and I realized, hey, this gives me the opportunity to further improve my health and to be healthier in the future, not only healthier than I was at the time when dealing with Graves, of course, but healthier than years before being diagnosed with Graves' disease. You know, if I wasn't diagnosed with Graves, obviously I wouldn't be talking here. I wouldn't have had the opportunity to help a lot of people. But besides that, just the transformation it had on my own health is something that I'm definitely glad. I mean, I'm grateful that I developed Graves just because of the impact it had on my own health, let alone the impact it had on others. So again, you might want to have that perspective as well. It'll make you both physically and mentally stronger. Again, you might not feel that way now. I understand that. But again, we're thinking about the future. Also, be grateful that you have an open mind, because a lot of people don't. A lot of people simply follow the advice of their medical doctor or their endocrinologist, and they'll either take medication. So those with Hashimoto's will just take thyroid hormone replacements and won't do anything to address the cause, while those people with hyperthyroidism will either take antithyroid medication on a long-term basis without addressing a cause, or they'll end up getting surgery or radioactive iodine. So again, it's great that you have an open mind and that you're listening to this information. And I guess also, speaking of listening to this information, maybe express gratitude that you found this podcast, that you found me. Maybe you didn't find me initially through this podcast. Maybe you found me through my website, naturalendocrinesolutions.com, or the SaveMyThyroid.com website, or maybe my YouTube channel, Natural Thyroid Doctor. Again, regardless, you know, I'm glad that you found this podcast, and that is also something to be grateful for. I'll just finish by saying that keeping a positive mindset when dealing with a thyroid or autoimmune thyroid condition, it's not easy, but it definitely can be done. And I would say, go ahead and get started. Now's a great time to start shifting that mindset. If you're, you know, have more of a negative mindset like I did when I dealt with Graves' disease, now is a great time to start making that transition. So that is my response to the question, how important is mindset when it comes to restoring one's thyroid health, as well as immune system health for those with Graves and Hashimoto's? Again, very important. So I definitely would recommend start focusing now, start incorporating some of the recommendations I made during this episode. And as usual, I hope you found this Q&A episode to be extremely valuable, and I look forward to catching you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Save My Thyroid podcast. If you haven't done so already, make sure you hit subscribe to stay up to date on the latest thyroid health-related topics. And to get your free thyroid and immune health restoration action points checklist, visit SaveMyThyroidChecklist.com. Thanks so much for tuning in.
I want to let you know about a product called Hepatoimmune Supreme, which is a unique supplement that has a rare combination of N-acetylcysteine, also known as NAC, milk thistle, and schisandra to support the liver. And it also has a few mushrooms that can help support the immune system, including cordyceps, which has both immune modulating and adaptogenic properties and is great for those with Graves' disease and Hashimoto's. To learn more about Hepatoimmune Supreme, visit SaveMyThyroid.com/liver support.